Guys, I wasn't sure it was happening this year, but it is. So pull up a glass. Kind of trying to do this in the dark. Oh, okay. There we go. All will be explained, don't worry. In the meantime, cheers.
You're entering a dimension of the most scariest shit you've ever seen. Or heard. Or seen. It's time, once again, for Helpful Snowman Potawatomi!
I've got a book of matches, I've got a can of kerosene, I got some bad ideas involving you and me. I don't blame you for walking away. I touch myself at thoughts of flames. I shat the bed, I lay there in it, thinking of you, wide awake for days, wide awake for.
Hey everybody, it's happening. Potoween. It's a little late. But you know what? This is the spooking time. 11:21 p.m. on Halloween. Wahaha! We're doing a show by Candle Lantern Light. And I have some spooky questions to talk about. So stay tuned. Enjoy. Grab a goddamn pumpkin, fill it up with fucking candy, and give yourself goddamn diabetes. Potoween.
Creek ruins your crimson hands. You took me hostage and made your demands. I couldn't meet them, so you cut off my fingers one by one. One by one.
Welcome, everybody. Well, I didn't think it was going to happen, but here we are, Potoween, once again. Got a. I was trying to pour a little shot for myself, a little Halloween celebratory shot, and it was difficult in the dark. I have a lantern, an IKEA lantern. I'll tell you what's really nice about a lantern light. Really shows off its own dust nicely when you inflate it with fire once a year. See all my fingerprints in clear relief. It almost looks like a design if the designer of it was instead of a crazed Swedishman's. It was a hoarder who liked to fill things with cat pee. You know how you can look at something and just tell it's got that cat pee stickiness all over it? That's what's going on, my friends. Also been using this lantern because the light bulb burned out in my kitchen. This is a horrible disaster. My life right now is in shambles. Or I'm on the precipice of shambles. It's a scary time, Halloween. You know, I've had a lot of things to do. So I'm getting to that level where, for example, I haven't done laundry in enough that there's sort of an odor coming from the closet. You know, I try to get to the laundry before it's unveiling layers of rot and ruin, but it hasn't happened this week. My living room is more of a staging area for the rest of life. You know, I don't like when things are moving from the closet in onto the living room zone. That's not a good situation to have. And when the light bulb burns out in the kitchen, you just sort of see it as a good thing because you say, well, now I can't see the crumbs all over my counter that I think is made mostly out of crumbs. And I'm wearing socks in the kitchen because I can't see to sweep up the crumbs from my Home Run In frozen pizza. Today's show is sponsored by Home Run In. A frozen pizza that looks like complete fucking garbage. It looks like a plastic pizza when you pull it out. I mean, get ready when you open the box to think, oh, God, I have made a mistake. But not bad. I'm going to say it's not bad. But I recommend if you can get someone else to put it in the oven, or if you just smash the light bulb in your kitchen so that you cannot really fully see and enjoy how horrible it looks, that's a great way to make sure you're actually going to enjoy your Home Run In pizza pie. Well, I got some spooky questions These aren't in the vein of my normal questions, but you know, people want to know things. This is going to be about me this Halloween. You know, I wanted it to be about me. I was dressed up today as extremely homemade Spider-Man. I have this problem with Spider-Man because I do feel if I got spider powers tomorrow, I would be ready to fight crime. You know, if I got spider powers and they shot my uncle, oh, can you imagine? Visiting him in Chicago, and I do a wrestling match with my spider powers, and I'm headed home, and my aunt says, oh my God, they shot John. You know, and I catch him in his dying moment. He was picking me up from the library. Beat, you got me there. Oh, it hurts. Make sure and dig up that herb garden I had in the back of someone else's yard. They don't even know about it. Don't forget to do most of your shopping at the secondhand store. Save you a lot of money over your lifetime. You know, and then he ends, and so I have to avenge him. With great power comes great responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility. This is your gift. And it's also your curse there. Yeah, so then I become Spider-Man. I have the powers. But I don't understand why Spider-Man has seamstress powers. All of a sudden, he makes basically the best Spider-Man costume ever. You know, no Halloween has anyone... If anyone made a costume like that, people would be saying, my God, you should be working in the movies as making costumes. I guess that's a thing people are doing. I don't know. Must be tough with unlimited resources. But if I had these powers, this is what I would look like. Like shit. You know, I don't ever understood why. Why isn't there just a superhero who's basically in sweats? You know, that seems... Jeans? Hooded sweatshirt? Ski mask. Beating the shit out of people. I don't know. Does it need to be, oh, he's Batman, so people are afraid of Batman, or there is a fucking crazy man in the subway, and if you fuck around and you're peeing all over the seats, like we talked about, he will fuck you up, my friend. You don't do it. Just, it's not worth it. You're throwing your life away for a subway pee? It's not worth it. Pee in the station. Keep it off the cars. You'll regret it. So anyway, I have that problem. I don't understand. So I went as my version, which is a, you know, shitty looking Spider-Man with a fanny pack. Also discovered, you know, just in case I needed a reminder that I have a gigantic head. If you're ever going to make your own Spider-Man mask, let me give you a tip. Cut the eye holes about half as big. Because then when you put the mask on, it stretches all to shit. And you got eye holes going up your head. It looks like you're wearing a thong, basically. My head looked like a giant butt with eyes. So that was my Halloween, though. It was good. It was good. Although a shockingly few number of people were wearing costumes. I was very disappointed. Went into a Starbucks. Goddamn, nobody in there wearing a costume. Everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy. Fucking Halloween, idiots. Target. Couple costumes. Here seemed to be a costume that I saw a lot. Girls wearing tights and then some kind of Halloween type shirt. You know. I guess that's a costume of sorts. Did see a slutty pirate, which I was happy about. Slutty pirate who also had two children with her dressed as pirates. Normal. They didn't seem too slutty. You know, as babies go. Yeah, I don't know. I think that maybe slutty pirate days when you're a mom. I don't know how I feel about that. Maybe it's all right. I don't know. I just didn't really care for it in the Target with the kids right there. It's a little off-putting. I can't imagine. I've never had a trick-or-treater at my door, probably because of the little kid corpses I keep staked in the front yard. One of them not even all the way dead, just sort of slowly gagging on his own innards. I've never had one, but, you know, if they came to the door, you know what? I'd be fine with that. I'm taking this all back. A couple kids come to the door, slutty pirate mom. I'd be like, all right. That was worth it for them and for me on a few different levels. So thanks, slutty pirate mom. Thanks, slutty pirate mom. So yeah, I'm reversing my own decision on this. Okay, should we get started? I'm going to cue up some scary music. This is a sort of power hour, so I will have a minute for each question. You'll hear a sound kind of like this. Which means the minute's up and I got to move on to the next question. Pot up some spooky songs. This is really hard in the dark. I'm real hard in the dark. Did you guys beat me to that one already? How's that sound, spooky? All right. Happy Potoween, everybody. Dear snowman, when you die, what do you want done with your remains? Wow, we're starting right off there, huh? I don't know if I really care. So I'd like someone to put them to some kind of a use. You know, that's all I'm really into is I don't want them to just be... I don't want to just be fucking buried. That's a whole to-do. I like that, how people get buried and they're like, oh, you know what would be good in my last moments is to inconvenience people to carry a goddamn huge wooden coffin plus my body to the grave. It's not like on your birthday you say, hey, everyone, let's just carry me around laying down style for a while. No, goddammit. Never necessary. What you really need to do is just figure out what's the least inconvenient. You know, if they could just transform me into a mist, something like that, that would probably be fine. I don't think I'd have any problem with that. Or a liquid. You know, I don't know. I saw this thing about you can turn people into a liquid and pour them down a drain. But meanwhile, I can't pour motorcycle oil down a drain. That's crazy. Dear snowman, what is the weirdest thing you own? I mean, I'm going to assume this isn't a personality question. You know, what's the weirdest thing you own? Oh, a weird obsession with 1970s Playboy Playmates. And not in a fun pinup on the wall kind of way, a angry masturbatory way. I've been told that having my wisdom teeth is weird. I don't think it's weird. I mean, they were in my face, and now I still have them, just not in my face. You know, they were a part of me before, and now I have them sitting on a desk. And that's crazy. I don't, you know, what's the line there? Oh yeah, it would be weird if you had, what's weird to have on your desk and not in your body? You know what I mean? If someone said, oh, that's a real crazy looking needle. And I say, yeah, that was in my goddamn body. Or meanwhile, a cop, for example, be like, see that? It's a bullet they took out of me. I can't take my teeth out. Dear snowman, have you ever played with a Ouija board? No. Mostly the reason being no one ever had one. I wasn't ever going to buy one because they, you know, they put that with the games, which I do not like. Okay, here's a game, Monopoly. Here's a game, sorry. Here's fucking Connect Four. And here's a thing for contacting the devil with a frightening microscope and candles, you know. Make sure you get a bunch of blood. I imagine the directions to that game go, you know, one, set a bowl of pig's blood out on the table. Two, enchant the spirits with a long song. Haba Shuma Kanada! Something like that. Three, pull out this Parker Brothers game. Did Parker Brothers make that? And does the Ouija board get made in the same factory as all these other games? That seems like it would be ripe for haunting. That's a good movie. Guy works in the Ouija board factory and they all come to life. Seems like the center. Dear snowman, do you believe in ghosts? Do I believe in ghosts? No. Are you kidding? I mean, what's a ghost? Again, a ghost would be like believing in Jesus or something like that to me. I barely believe in people who I know are real. You know? I don't really believe in professional basketball players. I've never seen them. How do I know? How do I know it's not just a show? You know, and they just did the thing where they, like in Of Mice and Men, where they made John Malkovich look like a goddamn giant. I like how that movie, no one's ever taken a lesson from that movie. Here's what they did. They had that movie. John Malkovich was made to seem giant, and it worked pretty well. Meanwhile, they make other movies, and they're like, we need a giant guy. So they get a crazy, horrible-looking giant who can't act at all, or a basketball, you know, George Mirasand. Let's have him in a movie. Hi, Billy Crystal. What is that? You know, they didn't learn the lesson of that movie, which is just make a good guy big. That's easier than making a big guy good. Dear Snowman, have you ever had an encounter with things that go, quote, bump in the night? I guess that's like a ghoul or a goblin? A snoblin? I mean, who hasn't, right? I don't know. I think I'm more afraid of raccoons and possums than the average person. Not afraid, but just want them to die when I see them. You know, one time I was walking and saw raccoons coming out of the sewer. And I did cross the street. I'm not proud of it. This is like my version. This is the rural version of the city person who crossed the street because there was black people coming. I'm like, well, I did see coons coming out of a sewer. I mean, raccoons. I'm not using a slur here. It's actual animals. And, you know, I didn't think anything was going to happen, but why risk it? Why risk it? Don't risk it the biscuit. Cross the street. Because I don't want to explain. Dear Snowman, do you have a deja vu story? I feel like I used to get deja vu all the time. You know, I'd be sitting somewhere in school. I think it was just being in school, and I think deja vu just comes from being really fucking bored. You know, I have this theory that deja vu happened to me a lot in school and doesn't happen anymore because I'm not really bored. You know, I stay up till fucking 1 in the morning doing Potoween for absolutely nobody. But I think it was my brain's way of tricking me before I knew anything about drinking or drugs or sex or anything into saying, Jesus, what are we going to... We need to give some kind of experience here, because otherwise this kid is going to kill us. He's going to just throw his little kid, this delicate little kid body off a goddamn roof so he doesn't have to go through this bullshit anymore. So, I have to say, I don't have a great deja vu story, but I have a theory. A deja vu theory. Dear Snowman, do you still trick or treat? I mean, no, I can't. I guess I could. That would be fucking scary, right? If I just came to the door dressed as a very scary person, no kid with me. And they say, do you have a kid with you? And I just slowly shake my head no and hold out the bag.
What's in the box?
Yeah, I could bring a box too instead. Instead of a bag, bring a box. Do you think that would be scary, or do you think it'd be scarier if a guy came to your door and he was dressed like something pretty innocuous, you know, like, I don't know, like Barack Obama. He comes to the door and he's just super enthusiastic. Hey guys, happy Halloween, trick or treat, huh? And then you think he's got a kid with him, and he's like, oh no, I'm just by myself, just getting into the spirit of the holiday. I love it. Do you love it? Do you love it? I think that would be worse. Super into it guy. I'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ, what did his dad beat him with, you know? Smashed pumpkins all over him. Dear Snowman, have you ever had a black cat cross you and have a streak of bad luck afterwards? Well, that's a comma splice, so yeah, I feel pretty unlucky right now. We had a gray cat when I was a kid. I'm sure it crossed my path. I mean, how do you know when the cat crosses your path? Cats just go all over the place. Guys, I've been watching My Cat from Hell. Have you seen this? Jackson Galaxy. Musician by night, cat behaviorist by day. He has a goddamn guitar case like Desperado full of cat toys and cat things. Blacklight to look at the cat pee. That shit's engaging as hell. Basically, though, I'll sum up his lessons. You cannot just buy a cat and then just have it around. You have to do stuff with it. You have to actually take care of it. Sorry, guys. Everyone's like, oh, I like a cat because they're just independent. Well, yeah, they're independently peeing all over and tearing up your whole life. Dear Snowman, least favorite thing about Halloween? My least favorite part of Halloween? I hate that it ends. I hate that, you know... That's it. I think that's it. What's to dislike about Halloween? You know what I hate? I think is the Halloween haters. The people who think it's just, you know, oh, Halloween, big fucking deal. Fuck you. Halloween's the time. Halloween's my time. Let me have my one holiday, goddammit. You can have your Thanksgivings. You can have your Christmases. You can have your Thanksgivings with their bland foods. You can have your Christmases with your brown paper packages. Would you guys put stuff in brown paper package, for Christ's sake? That looks classy. You don't need a pattern. This is patterned wrapping paper is the wallpaper of now. Believe me, in 10 years, we'll all say, what the fuck were we thinking? That looks gaudy. It does not match. Dear Snowman, who is your favorite serial killer? that's a great question. I think Dahmer is pretty high up there. Dahmer did some real crazy shit. Here are my two favorites, if they count. Dahmer and the Unabomber. Dahmer, because he was insane. And also, there was that great story about you know, there was like a Asian teen and he poured acid in his brain and then the teen escaped from Dahmer, but he was all fucked up and the cops found him wandering around half naked. And then Dahmer shows up and is like, oh yeah, I'm his caretaker. And the cops say, all right, have a nice day. Unabomber, because I am frightened by how much I agree with his manifesto. You know, he did blow people up in a very strange way. But at the same time, I'm like, well, he's not all the way wrong. You know, what he did was wrong, but his reasons for doing it are not as unsound as I'd like to for my own sanity. Dear Snowman, what's your favorite thing to do in a graveyard? I've only visited one graveyard. This was to visit the grave of author Philip K. Dick, who's buried about an hour away from here in Fort Morgan, next to his twin. The twin died as a baby. And there's like a weird wildcat or something on the grave. It's very strange. Graveyards are weird. I'll tell you this, whenever you're in the graveyard, you feel like you shouldn't be there. I'm going to try and get into a mausoleum in Portland, you guys, a big crazy one. My favorite thing, though, that's ever happened in a graveyard is Return of the Living Dead, real fucking hot babe dancing in the graveyard naked. She had a real hot body, and she eventually went on to make a workout tape. You know, it was like a Scream Queens spooky workout tape of some kind. If anyone wants to buy that for me, that's going on the Amazon wish list of all time. You know, I'd like to work out. How can you work out if you're also horny? I would not like to work out with a boner. Is that an option? Dear Snowman, what's your favorite Halloween movie? That's an excellent question. It's an excellent question, but I think it's got an obvious answer, and that's Beetlejuice. You know, I know it's not a scary movie, but it's creepy, and it's also one of my favorite films overall. If you look at that movie has more in it than any other scary movie I've ever seen. I mean, every little detail in it is incredible. You got young Baldwin, you've got Gina Davis, right before she got really attractive because she straightened her hair out. The sandworms, that's a whole thing. That whole sandworm world, and we don't even know anything about it. What a tragedy. What a tragedy they never made the sequel, Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian. Look it up if you don't believe me. That was a plan. This is how crazy things were back then. Someone would actually say, let's make a movie about Beetlejuice in Hawaii. Dear Snowman, what's your favorite ghost story? My favorite ghost story. You know, we all had scary stories to tell in the dark. My favorite ghost story probably involves, I don't know, anyone that's about pushing a kid down the stairs or swinging a kid by his legs and hitting his head against the lamppost until it bursts. That's scary, right? Is that scary? Or is that scary that I just thought of that? I mean, it's got to be murder and then some. You know, Freddy Krueger. He did some... I liked Freddy because he was real creative. You know what I mean? He never killed two people the same way. He'd say, well, this guy, I'm going to extend my arms really long and get him, and this one I'm going to put in a video game situation, and you know, this guy I'm going to drown in his own waterbed, and maybe this guy I'll trap in an old auto wrecking yard and then kill him by smashing an old car into him in stop-motion animation. Dear Snowman, have you ever contacted a loved one from beyond the grave? I never thought about that. Grandma. Ooh, my candle went out. Does that mean she's here? Grandma. I'm reaching out to you from beyond the grave. Well, you're beyond the grave. This isn't spooky grave music. Let's see. What is this bullshit? Here we go. Grandma. Grand Moff Tarkin. That's saxophone. This scary music is not exactly what I planned on. How about that? Can you hear me? Hear my cries. Taste the fear. Well, we tried. Dear Snowman, your biggest fear. What is my biggest fear? I have to say, this sounds horrible, but not being afraid of death, really, like feeling that you've pretty much done things you need to do or whatever, very freeing. You know, like airplane travel doesn't really frighten me. Because the worst thing that could happen is you could die. And that's not so bad. Although I don't like the part of air travel. Here's what they say. Oh, airline travel is safer than driving in a car. You know what I mean? You're more likely to get an accident in a car. And I say, yeah, but my car is not suspended goddamn 2 miles in the air. And also, it's not so much the sudden crash and then just lights out for me and then I'm in eternity. It's the, I mean, how long does it take to fall from 30,000 feet? Jesus Christ, it's got to take like 3 minutes. It's peeing and screaming and crying for 3 minutes that I don't like. Your favorite pumpkin-flavored food. You know what? I used to like the old pumpkin spice latte. Things white girls like, am I right? High five. I liked that. But you know what? I am going to give you a cautionary tale for the fall. Ooh, Dawn of the Dead. Do not take the lid off of your pumpkin spice latte. I am telling you right now, it is an inhuman, dishuman orange under that lid. That lid is hiding one of the most horrifying secrets of our time. Leave it on there. Leave the lid on. Don't look at the color. If you have to take the lid off, smash the light bulb in your kitchen so you can't see shit, because you're going to be terrified and you're going to hate it. And then it's ruined. All I can think about is what that looks like. And for some reason, the color of it just makes me think I'm going to have diarrhea. Sometimes you see the color of something and you think, well, that's going to turn into diarrhea for sure. Dear Snowman, candy corn or popcorn balls? I've never eaten a popcorn ball. Are they hard? Why is it in balls? Why does that, you know, someone says, oh, popcorn is a treat. Once we turn it into a ball, then it's appropriate to give out. But candy corn is goddamn vile. I like, too, how they make the kind that's brown instead of yellow. Oh, yeah, that's good. That just looks like someone dipped it in a dip bowl of shit. And they just took it and twisted it in a light coating of diarrhea before I eat it. That's really nice. I do wish that I liked candy corn, though. Because if you like candy corn, basically, you hit the Halloween clearance aisle at Target, and you're set for the year. You know, I'm sure you can buy candy corn in bulk. It's probably cheaper than flour at this point. Someone should look up. Dear Snowman, best Halloween you ever had. That's going to be depressing, because I'm not going to be able to think of one that was really amazing. I was just talking about a Halloween party I went to where the party was in an apartment and the downstage neighbor was this crazy crackhead. And he came upstairs. He was a young guy. He came up. He was wearing like a North Face jacket with no shirt underneath. He smelled like shit. And he kept asking everyone if they wanted to have a money war, which I'm not really sure what that was, a money war. You know, he'd be like, hey, you want to have a money war? And he had a bunch of money. You know, and he was at it. It's not like I'm saying, oh, you're going to get your ass kicked and we'll take your money. Because it was not that kind of party. But I don't know what a money war was. I don't know what this guy was thinking. He didn't have a costume on. He smelled like ass. This is the only time I had to eject someone from a party. Which I did. And it went pretty well, actually. Kind of just said, all right, it's time for you to go. Put a hand on his shoulder. Escorted him out. Then closed the door behind him. Now, I think he was drugged out and didn't even fucking realize he was outside till he was, because he kind of like tried to come back in, but good enough, right? Dear Snowman, trick or treat? I mean, obviously treat, right? Oh, I would like to be horribly tricked. Cover me in fucking toilet paper and pee. That would be my ideal Halloween. I would prefer that to a Reese's peanut butter cup any day, right? You could do both, I guess, by just giving me the goddamn candy corn. Or you know what I discovered today? Let's do a little count here. Necco wafers, Smarties, Sweet Tarts. I don't like candy that's in disc form. I think most of the candies that are in disc format are not the ones I prefer. I'll eat a spree if I have to, but I don't prefer it to an everlasting gobstopper. Which, by the way... Dear Snowman, do you go to corn mazes? I'm trying to remember if I've been to a corn maze. I don't think so. I don't think a corn maze really holds the appeal for me that it does for other people. I'm not spooked by the idea of being in corn. And also, it's like the mixing the haunted house with the corn maze thing. Here's my best memory of being in a haunted maze. You know, I went to a pumpkin patch, and they just had this shitty maze they made out of tarps. You know, this was actually the day that that girlfriend broke up with me. I went there with her family. We were extremely hungover. We were being hungover as fuck. Walking around this corn maze, all of a sudden I'm feeling very warm and sweaty and miserable and thinking, Jesus Christ, why did I even come in here? I'm way too hungover to be in this maze. Couldn't even get out. Took me a long time. Went in there with her nephew. He got out in about 2 seconds. I must have been there for 8 hours, you know. How about haunted houses? Yeah, I mean, I'll go to it's been a long time since I went to a haunted house. But I would go to that. That seems fun. Maybe next year. Guys, next year, I think we need to do a Helpful Snowman Halloween spooklobration. I think we need to get like some kind of a party bus and go to a crazy haunted house. And then, you know, eat spooky eyeballs and shit like that. Spaghetti. I don't know what you eat for a Halloween party. Spaghetti. And just say, yeah, it's fucking brains. Just, you know, eat it. Spaghetti, but you only get a spoon. I saw a thing on Facebook, by the way, someone saying that they eat oatmeal with a fork. This is a group on Facebook. Basically a group of insane people. Murderers. This is Jeffrey Dahmer. If Facebook had been out, he may not have murdered because he could have just joined these groups that shared his fucked up interests. Yeah, I could see eating oatmeal with a fork. Why not? Dear Snowman, do you own any human remains that are not your own? Sadly, no. Yeah, I got those teeth. I wish I wouldn't have wasted this teeth answer on something else. Human remains. Remain. Is that like ashes? I mean, my grandma was donated to science. So for all I know, I don't know. I don't know what science does with corpses. Turns them into tires or something like that. So maybe she's with me every time I drive. But, I wouldn't mind owning, you know, I wouldn't mind just having a prosthetic leg leaned up against the wall. Saying like, oh yeah, I found it in the gutter right out front of my house. I was just sweeping. So I just put it in here. This music doesn't really fit my just ho-hum attitude at the moment, does it? It's not working out very well. But if anyone has any remains, I'll take them. Take them off your hands. Dear Snowman, have you ever smashed a pumpkin? Of course. Now, I don't think I smashed other kids' pumpkins. For some reason, we lived in this neighborhood when I was a kid, and there were no other kids in the neighborhood. Not one. We were the only kids, and there's a bunch of fucking old idiots who would be like, I don't like that they're always shooting that Nerf bow and arrow in the neighborhood. That seems dangerous. Riding their wagons down the street and their skateboards that they sit on because they can't stand up and ride them because they're, you know, not coordinated. Which, that part, I could see that being annoying. But somehow, every Halloween, our pumpkins would get smashed, or here's what a lot of kids would do. I think they would walk up, kick in your pumpkin, and then just walk away, which is the worst. That's fucking lazy. But I think I've smashed my own pumpkin at Halloween's end and said, well, I'd like to smash this. I want to have the fun. Dear Snowman, do you like apple cider? I don't think I do. I've discovered something about myself related to apples, which is that I don't like apples in any form other than apple. I don't like apple pie. I don't like Hostess apple pie. I don't like apple sauce. I don't like apple strudel. Don't really like apple juice. You get the picture. You don't like an apple that's been passed through a cat that craps out the apple and then you eat it because it's expensive. And this happens probably in Vietnam or something like that. I'm not really interested in... coffee. That's the hot drink of choice is coffee. I don't even like tea. How much am I going to like apple cider? How do you even make that? Dip a fucking apple in hot water and just see what happens? Who invented... What part of the apple is cider? How is cider made and how is it different from juice? Dear Snowman, do you live near any, quote, spooky places? Well, having it in quotes makes me question whether you're talking about the Schwartzes. However, no, not really. There used to be a couple spooky places. The Haunted Field. you know, near the back of our a friend's house. We'd go out there with spears we made out of dowels and then run away because eventually something would spook us, you know, and it was probably an old man sitting in a goddamn lawn chair just thinking like, why are these kids running around with spears? I don't like this. I don't like fifth graders with spears just running through my backyard at full speed looking terrified. It's not really very relaxed. I bought this goddamn condo so I could relax, and I got little kids running through who think they're gonna fight a fucking cyclops or something back here. This is not working out well. That's my main complaint about my life as an old man. Dear Snowman, do you ever get goosebumps? I mean, sure. Goosebumps the books. who didn't? Goosebumps was a good thing, right? Introduces kids to scary literature in a very wholesome and boring way. It would be, you know what I'm going to do if I ever have a kid? I'm going to like read the Goosebumps books at night when I go to bed. And then the kid will be like, my dad's so fucking hard, he could read Goosebumps right before he goes to bed. And other kids will make fun of him because they said, you just said your dad's hard. That's gross. And he won't know what they're talking about because I'm going to leave the sex stuff out. Just so my kid embarrasses himself a lot. You know, it's a different way to raise a kid, but I don't criticize what you guys do, so leave me the fuck alone, alright? I feel like I feel like time has stopped. Am I crazy? I feel like I've been talking about this for 7 hours. Okay. Have you ever seen a dead body apart from a funeral? Well, yeah, briefly. I'm pretty sure I saw a decapitated body on the side of the road once. Here's the story. We're driving to Texas. I'm driving with my friend. We're in a stick shift. I've not driven a stick shift since I was 15/16, getting a driver's license. And at this point, I'm 21, 22. So we're driving all the way to Texas together. We switch drivers somewhere around Colorado Springs, which is about an hour away. It's late at night. We hit this huge traffic jam, which if you've driven a stick, is the hardest situation because you're constantly stopping and starting. So we finally get up to where the accident happened. I'm driving, and I see what I'm almost positive is a decapitated corpse. And then I do a complete burnout, you know, and everyone working there looked up. And I did the burnout on accident just because I didn't want to stall the fucking car. So, yeah, I squealed some tires next to a dead body. I'm badass. Dear Snowman, have you ever broken into an abandoned house or building? We used to, you know, go in these houses that were being built. That's not really abandoned, is it? I don't think I've ever managed to be in an abandoned building. But, you know, I would. I'd like to. There used to be a house not too far from here that was abandoned. That's where people would go. That was the haunted place. I like how they would have these houses. Towns need to just designate a house as the creepy haunted house where little kids go in there to be, you know, they take 3 steps in and then fucking run like hell. And then older kids go in there and, I don't know, do drugs and graffiti. I like how graffiti, every haunted house is graffitied to shit. You're thinking, well, okay, so basically a graffiti guy was, eh, it's fine. But everyone else should be afraid of the haunt. I would be so pissed if I was haunting a house and they did goddamn graffiti in there. This is, like, way too much. I can't take this. That was awful. Dear Snowman, do you believe in vampires? People who drink blood and live forever? Of course, yeah, that seems reasonable. I mean, it's gotta be one of the most unlikely things, right? Vampires really, to me, are just the anti-Jesus. You know, we all want to believe in something where we could live forever. And I like, too, how every fucking vampire is the same. Oh, I don't want to turn you. You don't know how horrible it is. The hunger. Believe me, I've been goddamn hungry before, and I eat a pulled pork sandwich, and it's fine. Get right over it. Oh, the hunger. It's horrible. Yeah, well, I drink and sure. That's just as bad as blood, believe me. It tastes like ass. It's horrible, and it's for old people, and I drink that, and I'm not going to live forever because of it. You know, I just won't be as hungry for 20 minutes. Dear Snowman, what is your scariest memory? My scariest memory. I do remember the first time I was out until midnight. I was out of the house and awake. And all of a sudden, I remember I was walking. It's especially great because of where we were. My dad took us to see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live, which was sort of like if you've seen Disney on Ice, except they were not on ice and they played guitars, you know. It was like, dude, Raph, you gotta play some sweet guitar, you know, and they would beat Shredder somehow. I don't know, probably in a battle of the bands. And it got out, and we're walking back to the car, and it was midnight. I said, what time is it? And my dad said, midnight. And I remember I went, oh, the witching hour. And I didn't know what that meant, but I thought, oh, fuck, this is when witches do the spells. So that's probably the most scared I ever was at that time. Dear Snowman, have you ever heard white noise from a turned-off TV or radio? No. I mean, yes, of course. Who has? Well, turned off? I don't fucking know. But you know what? I did have this thought. They need to make goddamn TVs and radios and shit so that they have something in them where if it's tuned to static, it does not just blare as loud as it... That is not necessary. There's no call for that, okay? Just make it so that when the static starts, it immediately devolumizes. You know, the fucking iPhone, I open up a video, it goes down to like half volume. Same deal. This is real spooky music. I guess we're in Castlevania now for the little stretch here. See, I don't know. It needs to be... by the way, BBC, can you manage your sound a little better? I feel like the people talking is quiet as fuck and the music is sound as loud as hell. Dear Snowman, what is the weirdest coincidence you've ever experienced? I mean, I don't really think that I've had a lot of those. You know, I don't believe in that shit. Oh, I had a dream and then my grandma was dead. A lot of grandma dead talk here, huh? But, I don't know. I mean, coincidence. Who cares? What do you want me to say? Oh, yeah, I ran into my ex-girlfriend and it turned out that she was also my mom. Ooh, spooky! I mean, I guess that'd be horrible in a way because I'd had sex with my mom. But honestly, I don't know if my high school girlfriend turned out to be my mom. It's been like goddamn 15 years. How scary is that anymore? Barely even remember it, you know? Can't even jack off to the memories from high school anymore. That's how far away it is and how terrible my memory is. That's a danger of the drinking. I'm going to tell you guys right now, you cannot jack off to high school memories anymore. Dear Snowman, have you ever bobbed for apples? God, no. Are you kidding me? Oh, stick your face in this thing of water. This is a trick. They're trying to murder you. They say bob for an apple. And then, okay, what we're going to do is tie up your hands and feet and then basically sit you in front of a cauldron full of water, acid, and then you bob for apples, also bottles of acid, and then stick your face in there, and we're just going to basically sit on your head and you're helpless. Perfect. This is when we put an axe in your back, sit on your head, and shoot you in the eye. It's a really fun Halloween party way to kill somebody. There's got to be a kid who's drowned from bobbing for apples, right? Or died or passed out. Like, he passed out in the bobbing thing and everyone else was just partying. I don't know. I'd like to do a bobbing for apples and then have it be a boiling cauldron. Dear Snowman, have you ever had your fortune told? I have not. I'd like to. I think that'd be fun, right? Not fun. There's a place right on the highway, just a little bit west of here. And it's this farmhouse. Here's what's a scary farmhouse around here. It's not the farmhouse that's in the middle of nowhere, like Texas Chainsaw. It's the one that's right on the highway. Where you're like, if you ran 10 feet out your front door, you'd be in the highway. Cars are going 65, rattling your windows. That's scary to me. That's what I find fucking horrifying. What the hell happened here? This is just crazy Nintendo music at this point. We're not even listening to Halloween music. Anyway, and they have a fortune-telling sign. So it's like, oh yeah, pull off the highway. We'll tell your fortune, kill you, put your car in the back wrecker area, just like in From Dusk Till Dawn. And then everybody wins. You know, it's only $10. It might be palm reading. Is that different? Dear Snowman, what is your favorite skin disease? Oh, well, duh. Doesn't everyone know it's necrotizing fasciitis? Fasciitis? That's the flesh-eating bacteria. Does that count as a skin disease? That shit's crazy. And people get it from the weirdest spots, you know? It's like, oh, I was barefoot at a wedding, And then it, my foot just zombied, ate itself away, and I had a hunger for flesh. I mean, I think that's the real, that's the only disease that matters, right? Flesh-eating bacteria. That should be, I can't believe that we wake up and get out of bed every day. I need to call in sick to work one day and just be, I spent last night Googling flesh-eating bacteria. And the initial shock has not worn off, and I'm not coming in today because I cannot risk leaving my apartment. I'm full of fear that it may be in the apartment already, but I feel like this is a manageable space and I can make it safe. Dear Snowman, do you see figures in your peripheral vision? I feel like this is a trick to see if I'm, you know, schizophrenic or something like that, which I am. You don't have to trick me. I don't see, you know, I don't know. I'm not a very haunted person is what I'm discovering. I don't feel very, attacked and haunted in my life. You know, I don't know. No grandma ghosts. No, you know, my scary moment comes immediately after TMNT Live, which was great, by the way, although didn't get any of the light up weapons like I would have liked. Some light up fucking nunchucks. Light up swords. You know, the whole time they have the show going on, I'm looking at the crowd like, oh my god, they made light-up size! And a light-up bow staff. Well, that one wasn't so great, because that's just a fucking rod. But a light-up sword, that's perfect. Light-up nunchucks? Dear Snowman, have you ever seen someone die? I've seen many a man die inside. I've seen many a woman die in a way. You know, I've seen, you know, I've had sexual encounters. I've seen their hopes die in the middle of that where they're like, oh, this is what it's going to be, huh? Wow. All right, well, I'm giving up, but I guess I'll just be a sport. Be a sport about this and let him, you know, do whatever. I don't really want to stop in the middle. I mean, I'm dead inside at this point, so what the hell's the difference to me, right? I've already died. Basically, it's like just a corpse. I'm a corpse at this point, so what do I have to do to stop him? But, no, I mean, not in the sense of life passing away, I don't think. I don't know. I mean, we've all seen auto accidents, cars on fire. Dear Snowman, have you ever caught something large on fire? Oh, that worked out. You know, not in a crazy way. Bonfires, stuff like that, but nothing, never, like, burned down a house on accident or something. I had some close calls. I had one close call when I was in probably junior high. I was making these small darts where you take a matchstick, cut the head off, and you heat up a needle, and then the heating it up allows you to use pliers to embed it in the matchstick. Then you put fins on the matchstick, and basically you can throw needle darts at people. Which I never did, but I really enjoyed the industriousness of making the needle darts. And I accidentally lit a box of Kleenex on fire, and then I was pulling out the Kleenexes, which were all on fire, trying to get to the bottom one, I guess, that I was hoping, or, you know, to the last one that wasn't on fire. Then I was spreading the I realized I was throwing the Kleenexes all over the room on fire, but, worked out. I put it all out. And then went to bed in a smoke-filled bedroom. Dear Snowman, favorite fictional bad guy or monster that you wish was real? Oh, that's a great one. Because I was just saying the other day, don't you wish that, like, Leprechaun really happened? You know, or, you know, one of the really, Michael Myers, that this really happened? I mean, it doesn't have to happen here, but if we woke up tomorrow and it said, big, pretty wild story today, Chief. Chief. That was my made-up name for a guy on the news. Chet Chiefman. Pretty wild story today, Chet Chiefman. Last night, a weird alien came out, and she disguised herself as an attractive woman and then killed a bunch of guys in a hot tub after getting topless. Turns out she wanted human seed to create alien babies, and we're just blown away. We don't know what to say, really. Dear Snowman, do you believe in multiple dimensions or worlds? I mean, dimensions? I don't even know what that means. I don't know. I'm sick of this shit. I gotta say, everything's a goddamn dimension or a time warp. or a loop of time out of time. I've had enough. You know, can we just do stuff in the world? But you know what? I don't like that either. I say I don't like dimensions, but I also don't like, you know, 1920s gangsters either. I just saw a commercial for a show with the guy from Walking Dead, Shane from Walking Dead, and it's basically a Boardwalk Empire, but they're not on a boardwalk. You know, they're somewhere in the Midwest or something. I have no idea. How many of these do we need now? You know, we only have one fucking zombie show. After all this time, how have there not been more zombie shows? I'd love to see, like, a CW Dawson's Creek-style thing with zombies in it. Dear Snowman, have you ever held a seance? That's retarded. Is that where you hold hands with a bunch of people and you have an old lady who seems like she's probably a seancer/sex expert come by and say, "Oh, I feel the energies in this house. Let's all hold hands. Concentrate." And then a chair rattles on the floor and she says, "We got a lot of good energies. That'll be $800. Huh? Maybe I'll see you again soon." No. No, 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 no. Not doing that. You know, it's never a witch. And when these witches, too, they're always, "Oh, yeah, well, witches aren't what we believe. They don't have a tall, pointy hat and a long nose, the wart on it." All right, well, God forbid that I want them to be that way. You know, instead it's a chubby nerd. Great, that's way better. Dear Snowman, have you ever made a potion of any sort? Does taking all the ingredients out of the cabinets and cleaning stuff and putting it in a blender and turning it on full blast for about 40 minutes count as making a potion? Does Dr. Dreadful's Drink Lab... Man, that was a great toy. Anybody have that? Here's what Dr. Dreadful's Drink Lab was. It was a bunch of test tubes and vacuum tubes, and you'd put a bunch of stuff in, and then you would flip a switch like Frankenstein, and it would all mix together to make some kind of concoction that you would then eat or drink. It was, you know what was good about it? Here's the good and the bad. The good is it put science-y type stuff in the hands of children, which I'm in favor of. The bad is it encouraged eating the results. I don't think there are a lot of sciences where it says, "Well, here's what you do. Mix a bunch of crazy shit together. It forms these bizarre-looking worms that seem to be alive. And then first thing, go ahead and just eat them." Dear Snowman, have you ever worn funeral attire outside of a funeral? I mean, as a man, I think all of my dress clothes are basically funeral attire. Black tie? I don't really think anybody should be wearing ties besides black, P.S. Just wear a black tie, it's fine. So yeah, I wear a funeral tie. I'm basically funeral ready at any moment. I could wear a gray sweater. I could wear a black button-up shirt. You know, a sad face. I do need a haircut. You know, I've never really had a funeral haircut. I've always looked forward to that. Getting spruced up. Going to the haircut place. That is what I need to do. Go to the haircut place, and they're real chatty, and, "Oh, so what are you up to?" And it's like, "Oh, I'm just getting this haircut for a funeral. You know, my mom's heading to the old grave there." Oh, my dear. Well, I'll quit talking, because obviously that's crazy. Dear Snowman, have you ever made a blood pact? God, no. My aunt has been all over me lately about donating blood. You know, she does something with donating blood, and she's saying, "Oh, you've probably at that altitude, and since you're jogging, you got real thick blood you need to donate. It's better for you." But I don't know. I worked hard to make this blood. Plus, the last time I went to the goddamn bloodmobile, the guy tried to stab me about 8 times. You know, he's like, "Oh, you have very slippery veins." And I say, "Yeah, doesn't everybody have slippery veins? They're inside your body covered in goo, aren't they? Aren't they supposed to be that way?" I've never actually just seen a vein laying around and it looks like old spaghetti. I think they're all wet in there. I think everything that's inside me is wet. Is that wrong? I assume it's wet in there. I don't actually know, but I assume. So, yeah. "Oh, I'm sorry I have slippery veins." You're right. That's probably my fault. What an asshole. Dear Snowman, have you ever worked a spell? Good God. These are horrible questions. I'm getting real sick of this shit. I gotta say. I want to see if there's anything else in here that's good. Do you believe in curses? No. Ever had an animal or pet see something that you can't? How the fuck would you even know? Oh, my dog was like, rough, rough, rough. There's a ghost. Dear snowman, have you ever gotten lost in the woods at night? No. Dear snowman, have you ever caught a photo of a ghost? One time I used a Polaroid camera and thought I was taking pictures of a UFO and completely panicked, took pictures, and saw these weird streaks, which were definitely from the streetlights and whatnot, but I couldn't figure that out at the time because I was a dumb kid. Took a bunch of pictures of the sky, thought it was UFOs, said, oh shit, ran inside, hit them, then went and cut them all up because I thought either the aliens were going to come or the FBI was going to come after me. All right. I think we're done for today, right? Have we done it? Have we made a Halloween bash out of this year? You know what? I am happy that we got to do a Halloween party because we don't always get to do that. We don't always get to have the Halloween celebration we wanted. And I thought this year was another year of failure, but we did it. We made it. So thanks for listening. I hope to see you all again soon. As always, if you want to guest on this show, give me an email. That's helpfulsnowman@gmail.com. Looking for guests. Have a happy Halloween.